News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, next month, the Lord Mayor of Dublin is tabling a motion calling for an immediate recruitment drive for Dublin Fire Brigade. SIP2 says the service is already short of around 60 members to meet the minimum number required. And our reporter, Josh Crosby, has been speaking with the Lord Mayor and those in Dublin Fire Brigade to find out how crews are being impacted.
This is an issue of life and death for this city. We're proud of our fire brigade. They provide services with road traffic accidents, in fires, in rescues, right across the board. It's now time for political parties and the public to get behind Dublin Fire Brigade demand for proper resourcing and recruitment.
965 is the minimum number of firefighters required to protect the people of Dublin. With the latest CSO figures showing more than 1.4 million people live in the capital, there are calls for an immediate recruitment drive to address a staffing shortage. Shane McGill has been a member of Dublin Fire Brigade since 1983 and is the outgoing SIP2 convener. He says services are being impacted due to staff levels.
Even management agreed that the agreed manning level of 965 is no longer fit for purpose. So we need to increase the numbers to increase the increased capacity in the city, the growing of the city. New fire stations need to be opened. There's an unprecedented number of people returning this year because a lot of people who were due to retire last year didn't because of COVID. So the 36 recruits of this year will not even cover the amount of retirements we have. So it's going to put it in a bigger deficit.
So how does that affect services on the ground, and especially now in the lead up to Halloween?
Yeah, well, the service on the ground, especially in the summertime, it must be particularly bad because, as you know, people have to get their annual leave and they have to be given time off, and it has affected big time the number of services. I have received text messages from our members all in every station saying that they're understaffed, they're undermanned. I could show you text messages on particular days where we had three or four fire trucks taken off the road. Now, that has serious consequences for the people of Dublin.
Retiring Dublin firefighter Shane McGill. Now, the concerns being raised by the members have entered political discussions, with the Lord Mayor of Dublin, Alison Gilliland, tabling a motion on the issue next month. She and others are calling for new training classes to commence.
There's a particular issue with staffing at the moment with regard to Dublin Fire Brigade, in the sense that they have a lot of tenders going out either understaffed, or sometimes they can't go out because staffing numbers are low.
So as Lord Mayor, what would be your message to the residents of Dublin when members of the fire brigade are saying they're understaffed, services are being impacted?
Services are being impacted, but I know the ethos of Dublin Fire Brigade, and they will do absolutely everything in their power to ensure that tenders go out with enough crew on them. Like, there's firefighters coming in off annual leave, coming in doing extra hours just to make sure that the tenders are fully crewed, but unfortunately they're not always available. Like, and one of the concerns I would have, if the service is running on a lot of overtime, that you'll have firefighters actually risking burnout because they don't have the proper downtime to recover both emotionally or physically from it.
Fears that the staffing shortage could be taking its toll on the crews is something Sinn Féin councillor Dáithí Doolan is also highlighting.
The Dublin Fire Brigade has long been seen as the Cinderella public service. It's the last to get the funding. It's always penny-pinching when it comes to Dublin Fire Brigade, which is really, really unfortunate. They're dealing with real life and death crisis, particularly as we're coming near Halloween. And we need to make sure that Dublin Fire Brigade is fully funded, adequately resourced and properly trained.
So for people listening, if they are considering signing up and want to know what the job involves, then who better to ask than a man who's been doing it for almost 40 years?
Well, first of all, when you do join Dublin Fire Brigade, you not only become a firefighter, you become a firefighter paramedic. We're unique in the country, is that we're the only fire brigade in the country that does that. So in other words, if we, for example, we get a cardiac arrest up the road, not only will an ambulance turn up, but you'll have five paramedics on a fire truck turning up as well. So that's what it involves. So in other words, when you go out to the training centre, you'll spend the first, we say, 12 weeks doing your firefighter training. That'll get you out on the road as a firefighter. However, we want you out on the road as a firefighter paramedic. So then you have to do another 12 weeks training to get your basic paramedic training, and then it's constant assessment for the next 2 years. And I have to tell you, it's a dream job. The best move I ever made was joining the Dublin Fire Brigade in 1983, and it's a fantastic job. But what we need to do is to keep it a fantastic job and to keep the morale up, is that you have to have constant recruitment. And I'd recommend anyone to join the Fire Brigade. It's a great career.